Well, I wish he'd rip open a box. It doesn't take a minute, right? All right.
Rip open
a box and see what's inside.
Rip open crap.
Okay, the boxes are full of circuit boards, PCBs.
I can't read.
Wow, okay. No writing on the boards. Good thing, huh?
So,
since 1985, this is actually pretty big chips.
Really big, really big.
It's primitive, I think. Oh, no, I don't. I'm not a genius anymore.
I recognize
this. Think? This is
wow.
Atari.
I know what
this is. Atari.
Leading edge.
This is freaking Atari.
Can we call the cops?
Next,
can we call the cops?
Okay.
And then, like, have them, you know, come
well,
pick this up.
I'm not sure, but I think this stupid wasp thing is kind of a robot in
dangerous.
Itself. Yeah. Well, yeah, I think.
Well, but the.
We could destroy it.
Yeah, but.
Can you destroy it?
I'm sure the cops could destroy it if they show up. Enough of them show up. If we're not here, I'm sure they can destroy our friend himself.
After a while.
Yes. But in the meantime, we should go check out the machine that teleported Captain Marvel away.
Alright.
If there were more of us, yeah, cool. Sure. Some of us can stay and destroy this. And
you're off taker.
But, the, no, there's only three of us around.
You know where to go. You just go and figure out. I describe what they did. You go figure it out. And I'll okay. take. I'll destroy this thing. Just take the girl and I'll destroy this thing from within.
Alright. I'll take the girl. Again and again.
You hold me like this and say, you're fly.
This is how I normally fly.
What's that?
Yeah.
About now, so I'll play my stuff.
About now? Oh, wait, it's not what it looks like.
I destroy the wasp from within, unless you want to do it, you know, to make yourself feel better. Dark plan.
Sorry?
Destroy the wasp from within while he flies off and figures out what happened to Captain Marvel.
Yeah, well,
so it would be beneficial if I went with him if you wanted to stay and destroy the wasp from within.
Why are we destroying?
Fortunately, you have no agreement with the ant. You could, if it came back, you could kill it. Yeah. No moral
qualms. We spared the ant because he was going to kill you.
So
it would have
been pretty hard for him to
do
it. But, you never know,
he
could
roll high. Actually, we weren't sure if he was going to kill you. We, you know, thought
he might
kill you.
He might take you again and again.
again and again. Ants, man. You don't know what they're going to do.
They're
ants.
I'm pretty sure you're talking about me and you.
What do you mean? What do you mean? Oh, sorry, fly back to see the machine.
Okay, so are you going to destroy the
No wonder Penny went home the first chance she got.
Okay, so are you going with Rad or...
We should go help Captain Marvel, yeah.
Yeah, I think so, but somebody ought to destroy the wasp.
Destroy the wasp here, and I'll go check out the machine.
I should go with him, though. Can you destroy the wasp from within from here?
Can you stay here and destroy the wasp?
Sure, I guess, and then meet you guys where...
Back to the warehouse next to the impact crater.
You know, the office
okay,
building.
I can find that. Okay, so I'll take you look at this for a minute.
Alright, so this is what the two guys did on that lever, and that, and he wasn't there, and he disappeared.
So when you
get
mean there,
the one, this one labeled teleport?
Yeah, that's the one. Just tell me where is he, man?
Alright.
Well, some of the components have been, are like smoking.
Some of the components are smoking?
Mm-hmm.
Can't figure out what's smoking
when I left. Much harder to figure out, but you can look wrong.
Was it smoking when I left?
So it's hard to figure out.
Yeah, a little bit.
Right. So too
hot.
They overloaded the
machine. So you could have told me to bring boxes of crate of circuit boards with me.
I think that you'd end up destroying them at the same time.
They're just circuit boards, man.
Anyway, roll
it's like Atari. It's like tank, adventure.
Not Centipede,
that's a good one. Oh, Gar's Revenge.
Pac-Man.
Yard's Revenge was definitely like 83.
E.T.
E.T. was a good game?
E.T.
No. The game that killed Atari.
Oh, was
E.T.
it?
E.T. was the game that killed Atari?
No, sort of. I think they made like 4 million copies.
I don't know what he bought.
50,000 or so.
I don't remember.
I don't remember it either. But let's face it, they're big blocks. I mean,
Superman game was kind of fun.
Yeah.
I remember that. I didn't play, I don't own that for somebody else. I mean,
around the screen, and occasionally a man satellite attack or something.
Yeah.
And Yeah, you have to catch like all the balls.
You know where I played that? I played that at Jemco. I didn't own it. I played it at Jemco.
Jemco? Oh, you did?
You remember Jemco?
Yes, I remember.
Yeah, I played it at Jemco.
Yeah, I remember Jemco. You used to have a lot of games.
Yeah, you had to be 16 or accompanied by adults to be in.
What?
They let you play.
Really?
Yeah, to have Jemco card, you had to be 16.
Oh, to have the card, you had to get it.
Yeah, so you had to be accompanied by adults. You can just walk in. A random kid off the street can walk in. So, I got my card as soon as I turned 16, paid my buck, played Atari all day long. Who's going to stop me? My parents? No way!
Well, that's true. I'm growing up in the arcade generation. Spent all my... Screw this patrolling at night, man.
What's the best gaming machine?
In 80 what? 85?
85.
85.
I don't know. Battlezone was damn good. Gyro.
Game machine.
Home use?
4600 in television and probably around Intellivision.
Intellivision.
Maybe Coleco.
The best.
ColecoVision.
Commodore. Commodore's the best.
Commodore 64.
Commodore was awesome.
Oh, 64 was probably around there. Yeah.
Suck.
Commodore was great.
Commodore 64 was definitely around, yeah.
Yeah, I had a Commodore.
Really good.
Commodore
had the most games for a computer.
Well, the graphics were like much better than Atari.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, of course. Whatever, man. It was
computer.
It wasn't a game console.
Although coming from another planet with all that crap.
It was pretty much a game
console.
It was marketed as a computer.
It was pretty much a game console. Because it had that cartridge thing. Joystick. Just like a game console.
You have a real computer at this time, man. You have a PC.
Commodore 64, man. Or a big pony.
40K.
You have a Mac, man.
Dash 80.
You have a Mac with two floppy drives.
None. Asteroids, probably.
A Mac with two floppy drives. Operating system on one.
TI-99/4A.
That's good. No?
I played one.
On what?
2600? No,
no,
2680.
Yeah.
Model
3! No games.
Combat was a game. It's a damn good
game.
Television.
Right, your own damn game.
Didn't
realize
that one.
ColecoVision has some really cool, like, sports games.
I wrote my own damn game.
Cool.
Tunnel Raider.
Control of it, like, four buttons.
My programming instructor used that one as a demonstration for years afterwards, man.
Atari had the most games.
Because it's such a great game.
Yeah.
And some of the later ones were pretty good because they got cartridges with more RAM.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you get a Commodore, you should get fast load. It's a cartridge. I think I have fast RAM.
I wrote my own aquarium simulation, man, back in 83.
Oh
my
god. It's sad. There's these robot ants running around. Oh, that was stupid. It's hard.
I can't read, but I can program.
Scientist
times two plus gyro.
16.
Plus
18. 34.
Pretty good.
0.04. 0.04. We have to know where Captain Marvel is, because this thing's over.
So later on.
Oh, he comes back.
This is the introduction to comics. There's only two or three ways to find
this
out.
This is part one of 13 parters.
Yeah, this is probably the toughest one.
The next
one?
No,
this one's pretty good.
What, the ant?
Yeah.
You're joking, right?
Well, even Brainiac's not going to be this tough. There's only one of him. Like, you know.
Brainiac would be pretty tough, I think.
Brainiac would be tough, but there's only one of them. If you were fighting all these
Brainiac?
Problems... Oh, sorry. The main villain is tough.
Hey, you remember him, don't you, Peter?
I know Brainiac.
He's your brain.
Yeah.
Hey, before we kill him, can I get his autograph?
That'd be pretty cool.
We should insult him by calling him Dev. Hey, it's Dev 1.
That would be pretty insulting.
Yep. So obviously it's a teleportation device.
This is obviously a teleportation device, let's say.
I figured that out. I can't read.
Some sort of advanced technology, because,
technology.
Because, ordinary technology can't teleport people.
Could be a disintegration machine. You never know.
Gotcha.
You can tell it's, somewhere on the west coast. You don't know where.
On the west coast of Kino, U.S.?
Yes. To a lot of places.
Wow. So,
that's
from Washington to California, right?
I'll hop in. Zap me.
Zap you?
Sure. It doesn't quite work right now.
It's not, see the smoking parts?
If we had some chips we could put in it.
We can
I can pop over to the west coast real quick. Look around.
Sure, go look around.
It's like she's going to be walking around.
Captain Marvel! Call me Captain Marvel.
Then you go into a little musical montage. start with San Diego, points of interest, and then we're points of interest, and San Francisco.
And
finally, at the Seattle with the needle.
Mm-hmm.
It's little music.
Yep.
A little travel catalog.
Okay. Well, we should try to figure out where exactly.
We'll have to try to fix it. Right?
What do you need? What do you need? We'll go get it for you.
We need parts.
Okay.
I'll need parts. Every Star Trek tape and hot pocket.
Is that from
Armageddon? No, core. The core.
Core.
I'll need every. You want me to hack the planet? I'll need every Star Trek tape and Hot Pockets. Is that what you need to fix this machine? I'll tell you, it's got to be easier to hack in the planet.
Well, the Star Trek tape should be easy because, there's only the original series.
No, they got the movies now.
Yeah.
The first one. At least the first one. Huh? Star Trek, the motion picture?
Yeah, what year was that?
Before I got out of high school.
The 80...
And I got out of high school.
80 or 81, right?
Really? That early?
I think so.
Junior high school.
Which one?
Motion picture.
79. Wow. See.
Then RatCon had to be out by then. Yeah. So then the next one after that is.
Wait a minute.
Searcher Spock.
Wait.
Searcher Spock's
about
like 80-45.
So we had like three movies in the entire.
Are the same people still alive now? In the 1980s.
Yeah.
But
otherwise, it's just too hard for me.
Yeah, but some people are alive during World War II.
That's true. Those people are dead.
Like Reagan?
Did you
serve?
No. If you lived in World War II, but you didn't.
Huh?
You didn't know in World War II.
Reagan?
Yeah.
Wasn't he a movie star?
So you just say it's a descendant of Reagan.
Oh, okay.
But the same person.
So Michael Reagan. So instead of a TV show host, he's
thinking
a president.
Ronald Reagan.
Yeah,
if you were alive back then.
Yeah. Because if he had actually met them,
then they'd be dead.
Then they'd have to be dead.
No,
they couldn't be the same person. If they haven't met him, then who knows? These two, you don't know what the old person was like.
William Shatner was probably alive during World War II, right?
Yeah, definitely.
So, I was thinking Captain Kirk, different person. too difficult. All right. I don't know.
Leonard Nimoy playing Captain Kirk.
No. Well, he was alive during World War II. Awesome.
Yeah, but you didn't meet him either.
Was
Shatner...
What about that secret Hollywood trip that I took?
Was Shatner in the Twilight Zone? In the original series and in the movies? Just want to know.
What?
And what about T.J. Hooker? What about DJ Hooker?
Yeah, 1985.
Yeah, right.
Wow. They were filming episodes of that when I was going to school. We would drive past them in the middle of the street and go to school all the time.
So which one is it?
What do you mean, which one is it?
Well, I mean, the '70s, the '60s and seventies. What's is that? I don't know. Is that just 10 years ago?
Yeah.
Okay.
So basically,
where's the big gap? Where's the 100 years jump?
Right after 45.
Yeah. Right after the end of the campaign. So after 45. Right about 45.
Right.
So when
170 years go by, and then we pick up again when?
In 2046. So 2046 is 1946.
Okay. Alright, gotcha.
Alright, got it. Alright, so it's basically it's all shatter.
Okay.
Pilot Zone, original series, movies, and T.J. Hooker, all same guy.
So, yeah. So what's
your great-grandson watched World War II on TV.
Okay, so we're pretending it's the 1980s in every way, shape, and form.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
Yeah. So we'll try to fix this thing. Sorry.
What do you need? Hot pockets?
Tape.
They got Eggos. I get you Eggos. I don't think I need hot pockets, though.
I don't know. What do I need?
I don't know.
I should have lots of...
Hydro spanner.
Grandurant shirts, right?
Grandurant
t-shirts, my eye shadow.
85.
Just have big hair.
I could be a punker. That insta change into the clean cut Peter Pan. Oh wait, I can't insta change.
With the leg warmer. arm and leg warmers.
Leg warmers. It's like really puffy socks.
Fortunately, I wasn't a female, so I didn't have to make that moral dilemma. handle that moral dilemma.
I think I got more of the goth chick thing going.
Yep. Well, you are like pale, right?
Goth wasn't around yet.
You just say black and white, right?
Goth wasn't around yet.
Black and white.
You're a mod. A goth chick.
Alright, so, I don't know, what do I need? Let's make a
It's really important to you not to be considered new wave.
You're not going to do anything else, and you can try to
be a mod, not new wave.
This was really hard.
If I were a genius, I think it'd be easier.
Yeah,
probably.
Yeah, whatever. What do you need? I'll get you
stuff.
I could be a genius.
You could be.
Just to piss me
off. But you used to be a white genius.
You mean, man?
You are so silly.
Doesn't really matter what you do. You still be white. See that picture? It's sideways.
Hot, skinny.
Sideways.
Hot and skinny. Just like that.
I'll do another picture where you're, whoa! What's going on? What happened?
I got two-dimensional.
Yeah, it's true.
Got two-dimensional on my app. So you tell us what you need. What are we going to get you?
Well,
we go back to the wasp and get your crap off the wasp.
Off the wasp. So did the police show up?
The wasp. There's Broken Hansen. Broken Hansen to take part out of.
Yeah. So there's lots of parts.
Yeah, I don't know what I need yet. I'll have to make a roll and see. I don't know. Maybe I can't even pick up.
I saw some kids play a little black box.
Fly well, up and down the West Coast and check radiation.
Put in the box and there was bright lights.
You can't do that anymore.
On the other block.
Fly around, detect radiation, and bomb things.
No way!
I can't. Doesn't matter how hard it is. If you don't look at my die roll, I can make it.
Actually, just roll one die. Here, I'll take it. You roll one die, I'll roll one die.
Match! Match. 200 scientists plus a die roll, you need
53.
Yeah.
Alright.
Easy, sir.
20? Oh, wait. 56, huh?
Which is a normal repair roll for an item, just with 21
AP. Wait, man. I need the 38.
You need to roll a 38?
Yeah.
Roll?
Yeah.
Okay. Bitch.
Instead of you, I roll.
I rolled 33 earlier. So
true. It's possible.
Hey, wait, can we modify this roll by getting the appropriate stuff on? Like looking for the right stuff?
Sure.
Alright. Wait, before you roll.
There you go.
What'd you do?
What?
Eight? And 18. Wow, that's pretty good. What is that? That's 19, 16, 26.
Oh, wait, double
9. 34. To help us roll, to look for the right stuff, right?
So what did you add to it?
I rolled. I added nothing to it. I rolled double 8.
You rolled
18.
Wow.
Alright, roll 34. Isn't that one double better two. Than his?
It was 7.
Yeah, but you weren't rolling for anything.
Me?
No.
18 plus 18, 36.
I was looking for stuff to help him.
Oh, I need 38.
Even though you are an idiot.
We didn't find stuff.
Doesn't matter, we'll make it.
I rolled 34. How can you not make it now? I am an idiot.
7. What'd you get?
I got a 36.
Total? That's not bad.
No, I rolled a 36.
Oh, you rolled a 36?
My second roll was 36. First roll was like 13 or something like that.
Oh, okay.
That's how I rolled. I don't remember.
Did you make it?
I was rolling so many times. Yeah, I think it was 12. 12.
Plus your twice your scientific is how much?
30.
Okay, so you jury rig it.
You don't really need to,
but you're not too sure if it's going to work.
That's good. I'll jump in it, man.
I'm pretty sure it's not going to work. Looks pretty,
I'll jump in, use that, and I'll call you.
Dubious.
No, we just put. We should put a watermelon.
But no, we're not going to put a watermelon. It's going to fly again.
That's true.
We could just put something in that we'll know we'll be able to find wherever it shows up.
Like radiation? Oh, damn!
Like a nuclear bomb set for 3 seconds.
That'd be good.
Get that Tinkerbell over. How do you feel about that, I think?
Not too good. Well, I don't know. Do you want to try this?
I'll go.
We'll all go. We'll be fusing the one superhero. That'd be cool.
Oh, that's a sick
one. Join at the hips.
Alter ego. We keep
we'll be a young,
game.
Old man woman.
I don't know. Should we test this?
No.
How are we going to test this?
Is it going to work more than once?
Hell no.
I'll
just go.
So that means we'll all go.
No, we don't all go.
No.
You guys can fly here in no time.
I can fly back.
You're 20.
Back.
How about you fly?
12.
Well, see, I should go because I'll get there first. I'll call you. You fly over.
Yeah.
I'm the toughest and most likely to...
Get the most whatever.
Not yet.
Body. Get the most body. Fine. Do that way. So you're saying you have the most body?
The best body. That's how I prefer to think of it.
See that's how I know.
More body.
Lots more body then.
Then she's just really dense. Huh?
She is dense. On top of that, but she doesn't go to school, that's the problem.
High gravity rule. So, who's going to get in?
I want to.
So I guess Peter Pan's going to go.
Character.
I get in.
Why can't I get in?
You can both get in.
I think that's a bad idea.
Wait,
did you read Star Trek? Star Trek?
The Fly.
The first one.
The Fly.
They merge into one being.
The Fly.
The Fly.
Yeah. The Fly come out? Yep.
There was
black and white
versions.
Yeah.
Well, the black and white version has nothing to do with a man and a fly getting into a transporter.
Oh, that is true.
Well, it wasn't a transporter. I don't know
what it was.
Something. What was it? I don't know.
I don't remember.
It was a machine.
It was some type of experimental machine, but probably wasn't.
I don't think it was a teleporter.
Jeff Goldblum one?
Oh, probably.
No, the Vincent Price one.
Just Google one was a transporter, wasn't it?
Yeah,
it was
a teleporter.
Not
I don't know what that was.
Forget the Fly 2 with Eric Stoltz.
After 85,
yeah, it was late 80s.
Then the Fly 2.
Eric Stoltz
is the same.
Eric Stoltz.
Idiot. Fly 3.
Grandkids.
All right, I get in.
I get a cursed family.
Zap me.
I'm a man. I'm a full... I have to protect the female.
You both
want to
go?
Do you both go?
I want to go.
You can both go, you know, if you really want to. I have to stay here with the controls.
Hey, we can take the door to the contraption with us. Take the door with us.
The what?
You okay, Kevin?
The door.
The door.
The door. That's how the fly dies in the end. Trying to transport himself again with Gina Davis.
I thought Gina Davis shot him with this.
He wanted to get Gina Davis to go with him. Then two sets of human DNA would overpower the fly DNA. But
it'd be one person.
But she didn't want to die, so she
couldn't get anybody else off the street.
And so he went and did the transportation with the door still open. So part of the Brundlefly and the door got transported, so he's all fucked up because the door is sticking out of his back, and then she starts blasting him.
It was a scary movie.
Yeah, I don't think I ever actually watched it.
I've
seen parts.
It was too scary for me.
I've only seen parts of it.
It was a good movie.
Yeah, I mean, Jeff Goldblum was scary in real life.
Yeah,
if you know the Jurassic Park?
Jurassic Park?
Looking at his face.
Oh, Jeff Goldblum was great. Into the Night with Michelle Pfeiffer.
Independence Day. Best movie ever. Right.
Yeah, yeah.
He had that scary Apple laptop that could interface with alien computers.
Yeah, alien OS.
Uploading. What are you uploading? Alright, so, both of you want to go?
Yeah.
I mean, that.
I'm a man. I have to protect the weaker of the species.
You're a boy.
I slapped it.
You're a boy.
Oh boy, I still supposed to be, you know.
Yeah, you're
a lot.
Yeah, okay. Sure.
That sounds pretty hard, actually.
Hey.
One thing? She slapped
you.
That's not nice.
Dislocated
yourself.
Oh.
No, your head falls.
Oh, no.
Alright.
I'm in, right?
Let's go. Okay, you two want to go. Bye. Call me when you get there.
I think it's probably safer if only one person goes at a time. All
right, so I'll go.
It only worked once.
You.
It only worked once.
I'm protecting her.
You want me to go with you guys?
So if it's safe, not safer with two. Really cool.
I don't know. Are you gonna call me when you get there? I don't know.
Yeah, I'll call you. I do know numbers, even though I can't read. Right.
Fine. Alright.
You can read. Oh, actually, no. You can roleplay not reading.
No. Don't afraid. Can't read. Don't strain yourself. You should enroll yourself in school, I think.
Well, I mean, you know what the string of numbers is to dial.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, you don't know what the hell it
means. Why don't you go to school with her? She can set you up at school, right?
Well, she's going to like high school.
So? Okay.
Oh,
you're high school aged, right?
I don't know. Special education class.
That's true. The special with a special kid.
Well, it's like I'll probably do okay at math, but I'm gonna fail everything else.
Oh fuck!
You are
history. Yeah.
Well, you learn.
No, that's why they teach you. See?
Yeah. You learn pretty quick. You have 5 minutes.
True.
Even math. Is it in Arabic, the numbers? So you wouldn't know.
Sure. He knows fourth dimension.
Oh, fourth dimension? What
is this? What is this? 3D math. This is so primitive stuff.
Yeah, from Doctor Who.
Alright, well, that's Dave.
You're not gonna go? Okay.
Yeah. I don't think two people should go at the same time.
Alright.
Definitely not.
So I throw Dave across the room and I keep it.
Sorry. Always that happens in the movies. Well, I'm just standing there watching. Besides,
who's actually inside?
Me. Unless she throws me across the room and gets inside. I'll try to dodge and close the door.
Hopefully, this works. Ready?
Mm-hmm. I'm ready. Go. I can't stand it.
No! Right, I'll go back. Well, something else to consider?
Great.
What were you going to say?
Oh, before you do that,
you're going to end up...
How long was he present?
Yeah,
I was going to study it earlier.
Excuse me. So you're going to end up in the middle of a bad guy's base.
Yeah.
If it works.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll call you. Don't worry.
Yeah, you call us.
Get overpowered.
I still got 13 hero points. What's the
what do you have?
So we should start our flights to the West Coast. since we know it's there somewhere. Right?
Call, you don't know where you're going.
No, we can start. We Why?
I have to call a number. We have communicators?
No.
I guess we don't.
Go back to headquarters, wait for them to call.
Okay.
You said it to do.
You know, since we got, you know, about an hour to kill, what do you say?
Dave, you materialize
and fall down into the sea.
Nice. All
around
you, you see nothing but water.
I start flying straight up.
It's not Earth.
Well, that could be trouble.
Okay, so you fly up, let's see. Make a roll.
That's a lot of cloud cover. It should work.
13?
Well, yeah, but I can still see. I bet I get high enough, I will see some landmass.
Yeah, you see some
landmass. Unless it's not Earth.
What?
You see landmass up in one direction.
Alright, I head towards that.
Okay.
It's the mythical dry land.
The what?
The mythical dry land.
Oh, yes. Water world.
Okay, so you can see the Golden Gate.
Alright, I go to a phone and I call the call, reversing the charges.
Collect call? No, accept.
Well,
I'm still waiting for
a call from Peter Pan of San Francisco.
Peter who? Never heard of him. San Francisco, huh? Is that where you are? Right, exactly.
Well, it depends if you answer the, if you get it or not. Peter Pan of San Francisco.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you accept it?
Well, now we know he's in San Francisco. We don't have to accept the charges. We can just go.
Okay, why?
It's so cheap.
I think they grew up across the street.
Chinatown? Okay, be right there. Why don't you go order us some dim sum? We'll be right there. What time of day is it?
You don't order dim sum. Get it off the cart.
Well,
get stable. I can go to China and get really good stuff.
You can be there.
Not 1985.
Huh?
1985.
Can't get decent dim sum in China?
Right. Not 1985. Good stuff in Taiwan.
Huh? I can go to Taiwan then.
For Hong Kong. China nowadays is better. But before.
Yep, still part of China.
Yep, pretty bad.
Well, Hong Kong was still Hong Kong.
Yeah.
Hong Kong was in the
That's why you said
Hong Kong or Taiwan.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I thought you were just saying Taiwan was,
Okay, so we go.
Yeah.
How long is the
campaign? Alright, okay. One hit in the whole thing when you guys arrive, by the way.
Yeah.
How long does it take, by the way?
I don't know. I grab onto her.
Bring you to a crib.
more trivial.
Reasonable speed, well, like, your speed, plus an hour.
She still burns when she's unconscious?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
But it's not like, you know, hot. It's kind of cool.
What?
Like,
oh, right.
Soothing.
Yeah.
Alright. So one little...
Although there's...
Hang on to her.
Although there's what?
Turbulence.
So I counted as I flew towards the landmass. And how many seconds did it take?
You were...
At max speed.
About two-thirds of the way from Hawaii.
Wow, that far, huh?
So well, I can tell you the number of seconds. And
so you're probably still with 10 in alignment or something.
That's true, because I try to fix it, but it's probably didn't work.
Yeah, right. You don't know.
So it's probably went in the right direction, but
just
it's not far enough.
Sure.
Or too far.
Or too far. Or, you know, something like that. Or, who knows?
Whatever.
Or who knows?
Do you want me to just go get him and bring him back and we look around here for more clues?
Well, we can check the local newspapers for any reports.
Sure.
But I can't read.
So I think I can fly him back at about speed 15 without hurting him too much.
Me?
Yeah.
9? Pretty damn fast.
Well,
right?
15 or below, you don't have to take damage.
Right.
What's 9? What the hell's 9? 9's fast.
Well, speed 9 is... You're gonna take something.
What, you add 10, so it's 19?
Yeah. I can't believe that you're gonna be flying out of the speed of sound. Like a normal person could have damage.
So wait, for miles per hour you take...
So he's not a normal
person.
Add
10. Add 10, and that's how many miles per hour.
So speed 9 would be 946 miles an hour.
Okay, so I don't need to go 15, man. 900 is going to get me there in like 2 hours. Yeah. You need me there that much faster? We don't even know what to do when we get back.
Yeah, just come back.
I'm 15, how fast was that?
Huh?
15. You said you guys got here at 15. Right, that's your max speed, right?
Plus
12, I'm sorry, 12.
Speed 15 is
12,
56 miles.
So 1,000 times more than that.
56,000 miles an hour.
Well, I'm sorry, 12 is actually on faster.
7,000 is on your sheet.
No, it's on your sheet. 7,000 miles an hour?
I fly 1.8 million miles an hour.
Yeah, whatever. Speed of light?
Nope.
Oh.
Apparently light speed in here is like 32, like 40. I will work 42.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
186.
86,000 miles per second.
So they're filming.
They're filming right now.
31 minus a year is 28.
Should be
28. 28?
Something like that.
Speed
28?
Light
yeah.
Speed?
Yeah.
That's doable. I'm
going to
get there.
You could travel like that for a year. When you return, your sister would be an old woman.
Yeah, but their speed distance thing breaks down. I think. I think it's ridiculous to have. But I mean, you know, light speed. Yeah. Still takes forever to get to the next planet in the next star system.
Yes. The next galaxy.
But I could play around this solar system pretty easily.
There's something else. There's no tourism.
Mars.
There are no Martian hotels.
Yeah, but imagine for show and tell when we're doing, you know, the solar system and I come back with rocks from Saturn's rings.
Sure. How do you know? How do they know? In fact, actually, at this point, I believe they don't even think it's made out of rocks.
I'm pretty sure they know.
They knew it was made out of rocks already?
Probably.
I'll go out there.
That being a big deal when they discovered that.
So it was made out of rock?
Yeah, yeah, it was fragments, yeah. Big.
Well, I don't remember that at all. But, yeah. You know, I was cool as a kid.
What about Mars? Aren't there cities on Mars? The Martian civilization.
To what?
Wasn't it destroyed, though?
Was it? Totally?
I think.
Totally?
No, because like in the post-crisis, Marshall Mayhunter isn't even Martian.
Really?
Yeah, he's like some sort of, he thinks he's just Martian.
Thinks he's Martian.
Pretty sad for him.
That is pretty sad. I don't know. Okay.
So, there's nothing on Mars. There is no life in the universe. Oh, actually,
there's no life in the universe?
I just escaped from the evil empire.
Yeah, well, didn't we just go to, you know, what's that planet?
Sure, you went to tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Neverland, that's another planet, apparently.
No, it's just, that's like another dimension. Yeah, like a side dimension.
I'm from another dimension and another planet. So there.
So I'm still on Earth.
It's still Earth.
I so need to rewrite my history.
Why?
Well, the back thing says when I return to Earth.
Well, yeah.
I was already on Earth.
Well, technically Neverland is not on Earth, but it is.
Yeah.
Earth 2.
People wouldn't consider it Earth.
Stay
they would consider it like
the scientific
so,
accuracy of Earth.
So, do you have a ranch in Neverland?
I don't know what you mean.
Oh, sure. You have a ranch in Neverland. Bunch of lost boys.
Which he dangles over hotel railing.
Why are they all these boys?
Lost boys. Ranch in Neverland. It all makes sense now. So what is your secret identity again? Michael?
I don't have one.
Michael?
Yeah. What year did Thriller come out?
Before
84?
Actually,
I don't know.
I was
it's around that
time. Still living with my dad when my
84.
The random aunt gave me it, so.
83 or 84. I think it's 80. Not sure. So you're actually rich, huh?
Huh?
You're rich.
I'm rich.
Yeah.
Neverland Ranch.
Yeah.
Yeah, gotcha.
Yeah, free.
I won't get like that until the 90s.
Ooh. Yeah. No, it's a little... It's a bit white.
Nah,
he's
not even...
Hey, he's not white. Okay.
Thriller, he's just black.
True.
Thriller?
Uh-huh.
Not as black as...
Yeah, he's a little lighter.
But he made all his money off Thriller, and that's when he started bleaching himself or getting weird surgeries and whatever.
Still brain transplant.
I know. That's true. Like, ultra-humanite.
Yeah.
Hopefully by the time we're all getting old and crusty, we'll have brain transplant technology and we can just start over.
Just,
assuming
know,
our brains don't need,
the body.
Don't need a fixer-upper.
We don't get old. You, on the other hand.
You're going to get sick.
Gravity will start to take over.
I didn't think he's talking about us for real.
That's real.
Yeah, not our character.
Oh,
what? No way. I
want
to die.
Well, we can die. We just don't get old.
Good-looking.
Anyway, so where'd Captain Marvel go?
We already screwed the good-looking corpse thing.
Good-looking corpse.
Die young, be a good-looking corpse.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, well.
All right, so
well,
you go back to
get shot in the head.
Yep, go back to Island City.
Yeah.
Oh,
we should look at the robot parts. Maybe they have a little, made in San Francisco
water
tag on them.
What's this? Authentic Brainiac.
Yeah, something like that.
Sure. We'll examine the
we can
remains
hang out here,
of the robot.
We can hang out here a day and see if anybody reports anything odd.
Maybe they have some sort of homing circuits in them that tell them where to go home.
Yeah, okay. Let's make a roll. Let's see. Robot analysis gives us 17.
Okay.
So your scientist times 2. No, I'm way farther than that.
27, huh? 27, huh?
So
scientist
times
2. Nope, don't make it.
23.
Okay.
No,
no,
no.
Sorry. Can't tell.
I
guess we're stuck. Oh well. Captain Marvel can take care of himself.
La la la. Let's see.
Yeah. We didn't solve it.
Wait, is Captain Marvel part of a group? Or is he independent? We should contact his group.
Yeah.
In case. Professional career support.
Right now he's independent.
Okay. Oh, never mind.
Let's see.
Doesn't he have a squirrel psychic? After that,
he's just like Mary Marvel.
That's true.
Mary Marvel?
Yeah. He's like younger sister.
Younger sister. Also marvelous.
She's pretty hot.
She's hot?
Well, she's not white.
not so sexy hot, just, Olsen.
Awesome.
Hot.
You can get her with a six pack.
Marie Osmond hot.
Marie Osmond hot. There you go. You know, like a Captain Marvel Jr. or something?
Yeah, there's like a PSC. The whole family. Those are the weird.
I don't know. Well,
okay, so next morning, the newspaper?
Yeah.
The headline. Oh, actually, was it next morning? Yeah, next morning. Amnesia strikes world scientists.
How are you feeling, Rad?
I'm not a scientist, man.
I know, that's what I'm saying. I'm just checking. I'm seeing if you really are.
Yeah, I'm not
fancy. Well,
there's some rumors, is all I'm saying. There's some rumors.
So, the Island City Grapevine learned early today that at least 12 top scientists in the United States, Britain, China, and the Soviet, well, Russia, suffered total amnesia within the
USSR.
Past couple days. No, it's just Russia.
Did you say Russia?
Yeah.
It's not, there's no Soviet Union.
Yeah. It's Mother Russia now.
Oh, my mistake.
Government sources have no comment on these reports, but the Grapevine has learned from sources declining to be identified that both the U.S. and Russia believe that amnesia cases are the work of the KGB or the CIA, respectively. A source said the U.S. State Department called the situation extremely tense.
Shouldn't that be like the SS or something? Should the Germans be the bad guys now?
Well, that's true.
There's a Cold War.
Yeah,
okay. I mean, if there's a Cold War, it's probably...
Yeah, it's
the
U.S. and Germany.
The U.S. and Germany now?
Yeah.
Germany
won World War II, or at least stalemated it.
They didn't win. They kind of,
They cheated. Cheaters won't
win. Yeah, they didn't win.
We have to go steal their little spear.
The Russians are nobody?
The Russians are about...
Imperial Russia. Survive.
Yeah, they're about as powerful as, you know, the U.K. So they're not second tier.
They're not elite.
They're not elite.
So the superpowers of the U.S. and Germany.
Oh, very odd.
Well, the identities of the affected scientists have not been revealed. The Grapevine has discovered that all were involved in top secret research involving various aspects of space flight technology.
Self-protection technology.
Self-protection.
When are you working on that? Oh, wait, someone else.
I can fly in space.
No.
Space flight technology for.
Your great-great-great-grand aunt or something was looking at that.
Oh, yeah, Penny and Rick the First were going to build
doing it?
Space agency.
Oh.
You bet they were doing it.
She was doing everybody back then. Brad was
indiscriminate.
Brad was there. He sampled some of their pressures. who's to say... Who's to know? Because he was there. First-hand source.
Yeah. Yeah, I actually got this I Want Rad's Baby hand-me-down t-shirt.
Wow, that's...
collector's item.
Yeah.
Anyways, when you turn on TV, there's another news story. So...
ambient radiation, I feel better.
Good afternoon. The Island City Grapevine reported today that it was done on the world's top scientists, including Dr. Jules Kepling, an astrophysicist at the Island City University.
Dr. Jones, you said?
Jules Kepling.
No.
After the attacks of amnesia in the past few days.
We need to go talk to him.
Yeah.
See what we can find out.
Yeah.
What are you going to say? He doesn't remember it.
Spell them?
Yeah.
Cool.
I don't even know what spell them is.
I've got it over there.
What?
It's a Hitchcock movie.
Oh.
Cary Grant and Ingrid Bergman.
Did you ever watch Fever Pitch?
No.
I haven't watched it yet.
Yeah?
Okay. I'll leave it on top. Just say you don't have TV.
I said DVD.
You'll be able to watch everything. I know you have a DVD. We'll watch everything multiple times.
The latest
episode of Everybody Loves Raymond isn't distracting you. Great show.
Apparently everybody loves it.
Everybody, huh?
So those are two news stories.
Okay.
So what's the second story?
Well, the second story actually says that Dr. Jules Kepling.
They named one of the local physicists
at good old ICU.
Good thing you guys know how to read.
Do I have connections anywhere? It's all dead.
It's true.
who wants to go to ICU? I guess I can go to the ICU. One of us should go to the grapevine to see what's the...
Pikachu ICU?
Okay, I'll go over to the... You know, the university, I'll go over to the newspaper.
I actually know both, but, you know, whatever. I can't do everything. Actually, my contact was dead, too. No, no, dead. It doesn't really matter.
Is that role that you have? Everybody's dead.
Yeah, by the way, they use the PDAs, you know. They're not calling them PDAs, but they're PDAs.
No, I'm doing the Austin Powers thing. Let's see. Jimi Hendrix. Deceased.
Deceased, drug overdose.
Alcohol. Mama Cass, deceased.
Ham.
Ham
sandwich.
Which, by the way, they really hate here. The family of Hay Cass.
It's actually not ham sandwich, is it?
It was a ham sandwich. It was like behind the couch. It had nothing to do with it. She wasn't eating it. To me, she's a very bad housekeeper.
I'll stick to the ham sandwich
story. Yes, that's
right. Yeah, it's a better story.
Alright, so who's going to work?
I see you.
Newspaper?
Where are you going?
I see you.
Oh, you can get a hold of the Lost Boys. Oh, yeah, they
all died. Lost men. They died.
That's why they're lost.
They grew up in a world without Peter Pan. They were all sad because you abandoned them.
How sad.
Speaking of Lost Boys, isn't there like a Lost Boys movie coming up then?
There is?
A movie on the Lost Boys?
Why?
It's called the Lost
Boys. Oh, you mean the Lost Boys?
Keith or something.
What, the vampire movie?
Yeah, exactly.
Did it do Lost Girls?
No.
So, I think...
85. It was after 85, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Soon.
I'm going grab it over there.
Lost Boys was like 88 or 89.
Yeah, is it alphabetical?
Like late 80s.
Usually on the back.
Wow, okay, we got her in it. Wow, what's it
name? Usually on the back, it'll say.
Yeah.
She's everywhere. She plays the version.
So, okay, I see you.
Obviously 98, it's not a good
98, huh?
Wow. 87.
87, okay.
Alright, so let's see. Do you visit the doctor, or do you...
I'll go visit the doctor.
Okay, so you visit Dr. Kepler?
Remember anything at all? Like a flash of light?
It's got total amnesia.
Total?
Well, okay, not total amnesia, but...
Do you know who's
the remote? Well, basically, he's lost all his...
Motor functions?
All his knowledge, all his scientific knowledge.
Bladder control. All scientific information and bladder control.
Body functions. Total control of body functions. When did this happen?
So it happened this morning.
Aha! So you do remember something.
You also thought you'd like a detective.
Okay, so I just listened in while the detective, you know, asked him questions.
Okay, so apparently, he went to his office at 7 in the morning, and then shortly after that, someone, like a janitor, found him unconscious.
On the floor?
On the floor. Apparently someone had attacked him.
Yeah.
Unfortunately...
Any visible wounds, or...?
There is a puncture wound.
Beta radiation detected?
On his side. They're not too sure who did it because like there's only like one entrance to that part of the building.
Uh-huh. No surveillance stations, I guess.
There was surveillance stations this time?
Well, there are, but...
Not
on campus. That would be...
It's true. They're not quite that paranoid yet. So as far as I can tell, there was nobody else in the building.
Okay.
So how did it happen?
Check the puncture wound. It was just like a needle.
Little bigger than a needle.
It could be a big needle. No. I can't. I'll go check his office.
Okay.
For clues.
So meanwhile, Dark Flame, or Flamey, looks at the newspaper. and you want to talk to the reporters. So make a roll. Make your, you have charisma.
Yep.
Then charisma times 2 plus your roll.
Double 7. You got Woo.
Nope. Not looking at Woo, looking at Dave. Sweet here, I got the best one. 5-1.
35.
My role was 25. Okay. So, so they say they got it from their contacts in the FBI. And then you also, since you're there, you also get, you also hear that they're also investigating, like, there's some kind of,
But if she was, in fact, fat, and we're only seeing it because of this particular angle, it would be a really odd direction for a fat to go in.
It is. It is very odd. But there, man.
Guys, drop it.
The lines of her outfit would have to actually not, in fact, be straight, but somehow coming out towards us and then going back in.
Well,
given the illusion.
Once you see the other picture, it all makes sense.
Like a last crusade, right?
Okay, so where the paper is where investigating
you
know, rumors
that there you
go. Of errors in government law enforcement computer files.
See, that's right, pretty
okay.
Odd, right?
So all computers
are... That's the exact right height.
Right.
You see it.
Later
on, it like this. Oh, yeah,
but you can like a taller or shorter.
Yeah,
it
yeah,
work.
Yeah, but all heroes are the same.
Okay. Data that is run by the Omega Corporation. Okay. Where's their headquarters?
Hawaii.
San Francisco.
Oh.
You can look it up. So you go look for, of course, find where the headquarters is.
The local library.
So now you go into the office.
Yep.
The tech, you got me
tech
here,
radiation.
Right?
Who's? Did you take Peter with you?
I'm hanging out with him so far.
Sure.
Sure. Your son?
Well, you know. Well, actually, he was here before, so they want you to know him, too.
I gotta go number 2.
Right? Peter Pan?
He
was here in the 40s.
I gotta go number 2.
So he should be a legend. Well, but he wasn't around.
But the thing is, he wasn't around for 140 years,
right.
So they just forgot about him.
Yeah, that's right.
You went sort of around, so...
Number 2. I gotta go number 2.
So, Sam's doing a good job of ignoring.
Drop the kid off the pool.
Yeah, drop the kid off the pool. Does my kid miss the pool? That'd be nasty.
Okay, so you go to the office. It's a typical small office with lots of, like, books and stuff, and there's a computer there.
Computer.
Oh, make a roll, actually.
I've heard of these things.
Who? Him?
Both of you.
Oh, me?
Wow.
Yeah, 7.
7.
Hey, you get a roll again.
Actually, I got 3, 4, 34.
No, we're gonna roll again. 7. All
right, 7.
So you find
what did you get? I got a 13.
I got 6-6, actually.
So when I find a letter.
A letter?
From the Omega Corporation.
Good thing I found that, because you can't read.
So the Omega Corporation,
Omega Corporation
in Palos Regis, California. To
where?
Dr. Palos Regis.
Regis?
California. I think it's a mystical city. Dr. Jules Kepton, Department of Astrophysics, Allen City University. Greetings. The Omega Corporation, the world's largest manufacturer of personal business and research computers, is pleased to announce the introduction of the new Model 1701 personal computer. For speed, ease of use, and adaptability to a variety of software, we are certain Model 1701 is the best personal computer on the market today.
Spam. You're telling me it's spam. You're getting spam. The first thing.
In order to introduce this fine new computer, we are giving away a no-cost or obligation complimentary units of the Model 1701 to some of the top scientists in the United States and abroad.
Interesting.
We hope you will find it useful, practical, and valuable. Of course, ownership of your new Omega computer automatically makes you a subscriber to DataNet, the largest computer network in the world, with access to almost any imaginable data file you could desire. Accept this gift with a compliment on your scientific achievements. Sincerely, William White, President of Omega Incorporated.
What's his name?
William White.
William, so it was Millie.
So there's also Model 1701 on the computer.
There's two W's, man. That's a bad sign.
Yeah. This sucks,
W man.
White at ARPANET.
This sucks.
How does it suck?
I didn't get one. Do you know why? Because I'm an idiot. I'm a freaking idiot. That's why.
You seem pretty good at this sort of thing, aren't you? So you're still around. Dr. Jones is still around. There's only two people I know that are still around. Weird.
What?
You and Dr.
Gilmore.
Only people I know that are still
around.
Gilmore? John Gilmore's still around?
Yeah.
Gilmore's around, Rad's around, and you are the...
How did John Gilmore live, not get any older?
It's a mystery.
He has been missing for 104 years. So he actually... you're so true. It's someone who says he's John Gilmore...
Looks like
John Gilmore. And acts like John Gilmore.
Sounds like him?
But
we're just kind of a pain in the ass.
But if not for the fact that, you know, Brad can vouch for him, sort of.
Well, I can vouch for him, too.
That's true. You were missing for 140 years, so nobody knows who you are.
Yeah, whatever. Dude, all I'm saying is don't
just turn
around. The only people I remember from way back when are you and Dr. Jones.
Dr. Jones is not around.
Oh, Dr. Jones isn't.
No, he is.
Oh, so you don't have a... I know he is. I'm trying to be able to connect the pieces. Allow me to. Dr. Jones is there isn't a Dr. Jones anymore?
No, not anymore.
So,
The world knows that he's Dr. Jones.
Oh, I didn't know that.
No, no.
Not really.
Dr. Jones just kind of, you know, went away after a while. The rest stayed around.
Yeah.
Okay, so now you do experiments and such.
I don't do anything.
I'm just rad.
I'm rad. I'm rad. This is my full time job right here. You're looking at it.
Do you go home to Mrs. Rad?
Pretty much.
What's your wife's name?
Starsha. I call her Star.
Mrs. Jones.
Does she look a lot like her your old wife?
Jones.
My old wife?
Yeah,
I never had an old wife.
I know Mrs. Jones' wife. I saw her on Flat a few times.
She looks different now.
So you're cheating on Dr. Jones. She looks different now. She looks different now? Does she look different? Yeah.
Different hairstyle.
If you actually...
I saw Mrs. Jones lots of times on the Flat. No.